answer any anonymous letters. Yogi Berra, you've tuned in to the Reverse Deception Show on the Veritas Radio Network with your host, Gregory Carpenter. Today we're going to be talking about things on your computer, things not on your computer, things you wish weren't on your computer, or things that you wish you could get back from your computer. Quite a few things to cover. We're going to start off with a simple understanding of Microsoft. For those of you who are Mac addicts, understand that Macs are just as good as Microsoft products in different ways. No, I'm just kidding. Macs are much better than Microsoft products because all Microsoft really does is, for years, all they did was they took and they laid on top of the old operating system new parts and new fixes, and they called it a new operating system. Mac, on the other hand, creates a whole new operating system that doesn't have all of the inherent vulnerabilities that Microsoft builds right into theirs. So Macs are actually a lot better. Sorry about that. Of course, if you're really interested in this type of stuff, you might as well just go get some Linux for yourself and you'll do much, much better for yourself. But I digress. Back to Microsoft and the pesky little recycle bin. A lot of people talk about recycle bin. They understand that once they throw something in there, it's gone and it's gone forever. Well, that's not exactly right now, is it? No, it's not. See, it's easy to get something back out of the recycle bin. You actually have to delete it from the recycle bin to get rid of it. But even then, it's not really gone. And that's something that most people don't know. You see, the space used by the file that was, quote, deleted permanently is simply marked as being free on the hard drive. The file's not actually gone. It's still there. And that's what Hillary Clinton found out. Yeah, you drop it in the recycle bin and it just doesn't disappear like magic. Any type of data that's on a magnetic media like a hard drive has to be overwritten once, twice, three times, four times, 15 times, whatever you think. I mean, there's lots of different schools of thought out there. I like to say overwrite it between 7 and 13 times. That's probably a pretty good number to clear off stuff and get rid of stuff if you really want to get rid of it forever. Basically, if data is overwritten or if a hard drive is overwritten numerous times, it's typically much, much harder to recover the information that was on it. Hillary, you're listening? Yeah, you missed the first show, didn't you, Hillary? That's okay. You'll catch on one day. Just tune into the next show, Hillary. We'll do that one just specially for you. How about that? So to make it even a little bit more complex, even though the file was deleted, there's still the history of the deleted bin that hasn't been deleted. That only goes away after a certain period of time. So it's still there. There's still a record of what was there. So I'm talking to the honest people out there who are looking to get rid of the personal information that they have for legitimate purposes, because that's what is important about this type of stuff. You have your social security number sitting there or something like that. That stuff needs to get off your computer. That's why we have these things called paper and pencil sitting around, because they actually work. And paper and pencil, when used correctly, are 100% effective against a cyber attack. If you have a issue about getting rid of the data, cleaning things up, and even just general functioning, there's a tool out there called CCleaner, 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 for the small price of $0.00, because here on the Veritas Radio Network, we don't want you to pay for things that you can get for free. And this is one of those free things that you can get. You can download it. There's a version for Windows, because Windows needs the help. And there's also a Mac version, because it's nice to have. Windows, you can go in and clean up all of those files, all the things that you left with traces of your personal information when you did your online banking that you should never do. Or if you did something where you purchased something online from, name a big retailer. How about Amazon? Macy's. Any of those guys. Doesn't matter. You put your credit card information in, didn't you? Too easy to match it up. Too easy to pull your PIN. Way too easy. That little code on the back? Forget it. That's not necessary. So you really want to get rid of the data that's on your computer? Take the CCleaner, have it clean up everything you need. Then there's a section on there that you can click the button and it'll say drive wipe. And you want to also select multiple passes. As I said before, 7 to 13 times, probably enough. That's the range that this thing travels into. So you're really cleaning off everything. You're not just putting a marker in front of the file that says this is not being used anymore. You're actually getting rid of it. Or you're overwriting it so many times that the information cannot be retrieved. Hacker breaks into your computer, can't get to your data because your data has been overwritten so many times, can't read it. All the stuff that you think you got rid of on your hard drive was still there when the hacker broke in the first time. You were so careful with your social security number, you were so careful with your credit card information, but you used it, and all that trace information was still there. But when you use CCleaner, and you selected drive wipe, and you did multiple, it became something that the hacker can't see anymore either. You couldn't see a file that was deleted but still on your hard drive, but the hacker can. You're looking at the picture on the screen, that cute little interface that tells people like us what to do. Hacker's not looking at that. That just gets in the way. That slows them down. Having to look at that graphic user interface. That thing is a waste of time. Use CCleaner. Get rid of that stuff. So what else is out there that's going to be a lot of fun for you? I don't know. How about stuff like spyware? Windows doesn't store all your keystrokes, right? If you have spyware on your machine, well, that's just some other type of malicious software that's intentionally placed there that's going to collect all your keystrokes and a whole bunch of other information that it can just pipe right out of the back of your system. You'll never know it. You'll never see it. And a lot of the times, your antivirus won't pull it out because it can't identify it. So what you need is something like SpyBot, S-P-Y-B-O-T, SpyBot. Again, free. You can go to a third-party mirror site to pick it up. I suggest something along the lines of Major Geeks, Piriform, Piriform.com, CNET, or even FileHippo.com, FileHippo. All of these software packages that I recommend can be picked up from any of these sites. Cookies are the next thing on our list of things to be concerned about and think about. Cookies say what websites you went to, where you visited, and things like that, and it keeps a record of them. So it's prudent periodically to clean that type of stuff out. You should probably clean it out rather frequently, because it builds up a cache. And what cookies really do are help you go more quickly to a website because it's identified that you've been there before. It makes a type of recognition. So when you type that website in, www.google.com, it'll take you there a lot faster. However, you don't really need that, especially with all of the information that it keeps, because certain websites, if you type in your information, for example, your name, your credit card number, you see where we're going with this. This just can't be good. Well, the cookies will take it right back to that page wherever you left off at, filling in all that information. That may be something you don't want to have happen. Therefore, use your CCleaner, clean those cookies out, get rid of the thing. Go to the store, see Mr. Hooper, and get some more cookies for the monster another day. But because technology is what it is, technology doesn't always lend itself to things we expect to have happen. Take the strange example of Carl's Jr. and a poor mother who was just trying to get something for her kids to eat.
Enjoy your extra big-ass fries!
You didn't give me no fries, I got an empty box.
Would you like another? Extra big-ass fries!
I said I didn't get any.
Thank you, your account has been charged. Your balance is zero. Please come back when you can afford to make a purchase.
Oh, no, no!
I'm sorry you're having
trouble. Come on! My kids are starving!
This should help you calm down. Please come back when you can afford to make a purchase. Your kids are starving. Carl's Jr. believes no child should go hungry. You are an unfit mother. Your children will be placed in the custody of Carl's Jr. Carl's Jr. You. I'm eating.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Reverse Deception Radio here on the Veritas Radio Network Crusade Channel. I'm your host, Gregory Carpenter, and we're having a discussion about things to eat. No, we're having a discussion about things on your computer, things you don't want on your computer, things you don't want to sit on your computer. And one thing you don't want to sit on your computer are cookies. However, cookies like to sit on computers. You clean them off, you get rid of them, you'll gather some more, I guarantee it. Get rid of them, just keep getting rid of them. One thing you need to be aware of is something called an EverCookie. An EverCookie is a new development. It masquerades as a cookie, but it happens to be a piece of malware. It is spyware. EverCookies hide in your browser. They hide just like cookies do. They look like cookies. They can't get erased like cookies, but they consistently pull back information. They take you for everything you own, pretty much. It's what we call passive collection. Passive collection is something that sits in one place, and as you put information into it, it sends it back. Basically, everything you put into your browser is going to go back and get collected through the EverCookies and sent back off to the bad guy, wherever the bad guy is sitting. This is what we call in the computer defense industry is bad. You don't want this to be happening. And if you do end up with EverCookies on your computer, even the really good people have a hard time identifying it, spotting it, and cleaning it. So always be on your guard. Well, how do you watch out? How do you find something that you don't know is there? In CCleaner, there is a function that allows you to clean up your registry. And I would ask that if you do something like that, read the instructions. Don't go cavalier into cleaning the registry, but it'll identify things that are out of whack in the registry. The registry is the thing that tells everything in your computer what to do, where to go, what limits to take. And if you delete a line of registry or something that is very important, your computer will not work. It won't start. It won't talk to you. It won't do anything you want it to do. So essentially, you're going to have to reload all your software, and that's not what you want to do. So if you go into something like this and you do clean your registry, be very careful. Ask a local person who is rather intelligent in these things on how deep to go, what to do. Get their advice, get their opinion. You can send us notes here asking questions to me about that, gscarp12@hotmail.com, or shoot them out to me on the Twitter at gscarp12. I will answer your questions on tech. Anything about the registry you want to talk about, we can do that. I don't want people going out there and all of a sudden killing their computer because they deleted a line in the registry that was a mandatory execution line. Because I'll have a bunch of people sitting out there in the audience like this.
I am depressed.
But understand, the goals and objectives of this show is not to confuse people. It's to help them understand so they can take care of themselves. Do not be reliant on the government. Do not be reliant on big business. Take care of yourself. The Reverse Deception series has tons of good information for people. It's good tech stuff. It's good information stuff for letting you know if the government's telling you the truth, the government's lying to you. So consider becoming a member today. be a founding brother sponsor, be a founding father sponsor for only $576 a year. You will get all of my shows, plus you'll get everything from the King Dude himself, all of his shows. Mark Kreslin, you get the Mark Kreslin show. I remember when Mark was here over in Mordor, where I'm at now, just on the edges of the moat, the gates to heck. He since moved out. He's a smart man. You get all his shows, fabulous shows. You get My Story of America, all the wonderful stories that my friend Dr. Michael George has to tell as he goes around this great union of ours, talking to people about what it means to them to be here, what freedom means to them, what their life stories have to tell us. You get the Constitution Hour in all the episodes, featuring Professor Dr. Kevin Gutzman. You hear a lot about people being a constitutional scholar. Well, Dr. Gutzman is a constitutional scholar and a, cough, cough, lawyer, which gives him a unique perspective in understanding the history of the law, which many constitutional scholars seem to miss. The Flow, Kurt Wallace, and of course, followed up by Reconquest by brother Andre Marie. You are going to love all these shows. If you become a member, you get these shows. You get the, of course, you get the live stream, but you'll also get all the previous shows. They're all there in the media player. Download them, enjoy them. Tons of good information. It's all seeking truth. That's the reason why we're here. So, what else is out there? What else is going to give you a headache, drive you crazy, drive you batty? How about the existence of Google? Google's going to do that all by itself. It has the power. Yes, indeed it does. Your web history, search history, videos, everything. Let's take a walk down memory lane, shall we? Your memory. Where you been? What you been doing? If you have a Gmail account, go ahead and log into that. I'll wait. Okay, that's long enough because you probably kept the username and password saved in your browser, right? Yep, just like I told you not to do. But that's okay. Go up to your picture in the corner, click on it, then click on My Account. And you're going to get this screen that you've never seen before. It says Control, Protect, and Secure Your Account all in one place. Guess what? Google's just consolidated everything in the world for everything you do. This is from your Google Plus account. This is from your Gmail. This is from your browsing history when you log in. That's right. When you log into YouTube, everything. Go to Personal Info and Privacy in the center there and click on that. Let's take a look at what you do. Let's take a look at who you are. Should have all your personal info, your Google Plus settings, right? Your location, searching, everything. Tell you about your birthday, phone number. Then go ahead and scroll down a little bit. Covers all of your browsing activity. Got it turned on, don't you? Sure you do. Turn that off. Places you go. Turn that off. You want to pause that? Yeah, click the pause button. Next one down, information from all your devices. What? That's right. Every device that you use and you log in with your Google account gets collected in your Google history. Oh, snap. Pause that stuff. Don't you continue that. Next one down is most interesting. Your voice searches. That's right. Anytime you use the voice searches to look for stuff, collects clips of your voice. You have a big database with your voice clips in it. Everything. Pause that. Pause that before somebody comes over there and slaps you in the head. Turn that thing off. Now we get into the really fun stuff. Videos you search for on YouTube. Every video you've ever searched for with your Google profile, guess what? That's right. They got a copy. They got a copy of everything you've ever looked for, ever. Pause it. Turn that thing off. Pause it. Videos you watch on YouTube is the next. It's not bad enough they took and they identified every single thing that you looked for, but they marked specifically everything you watched. Yeah. Now, the next thing you can go into is your ad settings to make sure that they can socially engineer and send you exactly what you're looking for based on your usage. This is good if they're going to build a serious profile around you. Identify everything you do, everything you want. Account overview is next. We're going to come back to that in a minute. Go below that to control your content. You can create an archive, save all your data, save everything you've ever done. That's right. And why not? Because they've done it already, because you had everything turned on up above. And then on the bottom, of course, you can assign an account trustee. That's right. You can give someone else access to your account. Great idea. Not. So go back up to account overview for a minute. There's a little highlighted thing on the bottom that says view dashboard. Go ahead and view your dashboard because you've never seen it before. And of course, you're going to click right in because you saved your password again. I know you did. Told you not to. And now you can see what? You can see your Google account, your different devices that you're using, has your calendar. It loads things from Chrome and from Edge, anything you printed in the cloud. It's got a history of it. It's got a history of all your contacts, all documents, everything you ever shared, everything you ever put in the cloud. It's all right there. I got a great idea. Why don't you go through this page and figure out how bad it is on everything. Everything you've ever done, everything you've ever purchased in the Play Store, everything is right there in your profile. Now, Sherlock, riddle me this. How important is it really if intelligence services around the world have access to all of your publicly available information, which is what you're putting into Google and to all these other services? How much can they really tell about you? What do they really know? We're going to take our break, and we're going to come back, and hopefully you'll be able to have the tears wiped from your eyes. This is Greg Carpenter, and you're listening to Reverse Deception Radio on the Veritas Radio Network Crusade.
Dry your eyes and take your song out. It's a newborn afternoon. If you can't recall the singer, you can still recall the tune. Dry your eyes and play it slowly, like you're marching off to war. Sing it like you know he'd want it, like we sang it once before.
Reverse Deception. We'll be right back on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.